Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today I'm going to give you five signs that you might still be dieting. I often hear from women who really just don't resonate with the word diet, and they feel like, no, I'm not on a diet, or I haven't dieted in years. But after we start digging and asking more questions and having more of a conversation, we recognize and we discover that they actually are engaging in some diet-like behaviors. So I'm going to give you some tips of how to identify these signs and what to do if you recognize them. But before we get into today's episode, I do want to give a shout out to Rachel Talpas. She left us a review that said, "So good, 5 stars. Katie's approach to health and wellness is like a breath of fresh air, and the topics she covers are so enlightening. Love this podcast." Well, Rachel, we love you. So be sure to email fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com so we can send you your free gift. And you never know when we might read your review. So be sure to go to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating, leave us a review. Yours might get read. You might win a free prize, and you just never know. It's always a good thing. And that is how we reach more like-minded listeners who need to hear this non-diet message.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fierce.
I've been having some conversations with women lately who aren't resonating with that word diet. They say things like, "Oh no, I've never been on a diet," or "I don't do fad diets." But after we start having some discussions, whether it's in my one-on-one sessions, whether it's in, you know, some of my ladies in our small group DIY program that recently came out, we reveal that they definitely have still been engaging in some diet-like behaviors. They may be physically off a diet, but still have some of those food restrictive thoughts and issues with exercise. So I'm going to go through 5 examples, and I really hope in 2021 to bring on more experts in some of these areas to help you understand, am I still dieting? And how can I truly take that next step? Because chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, there is something that you're searching for. There's something that you're still not, maybe not your most confident self. And that's normal, right? We always want to be striving for better. But recognizing that, you're not going to find that in a diet. And if you are still engaging in some of these behaviors, it truly could be holding you back from embracing an intuitive eating or a non-diet approach and really getting to the point of food peace, freedom with food, and a respectful relationship with your body. So the first sign is still counting carbs or macros. While being conscious of what you eat has its benefits, the act of counting specific grams or whatever it is to control your weight is really no different than counting calories from a mindset standpoint. You know, there are some great coaches and even dietitians out there who do know how to properly use macro counting or, you know, food tracking as a tool, let's say for, you know, athletic performance, or elite athletes may use, you know, those specific measurements in order to really dial down things for a certain competition or to maximize, you know, nutrition. It can look a different way, but the point is that it's a tool. And the majority of people out there, my guess is that if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume that you are using macros for weight control and therefore using it still as a form of dieting. The next sign you might still be dieting is that you're suppressing your hunger by using coffee or water or diet soda or some sort of, there's so many trendy different, you know, caffeinated type drinks out there, but you're using that to suppress your hunger. So this is a common dieting hack to basically pacify those hunger pangs without eating or actually consuming calories. The third sign you might be dieting is viewing foods as good versus bad. So let's say you only eat certain foods in public or in social situations for fear of what other people might think. You only eat what you perceive as healthy in front of people, afraid that they may be judging you for your food choices, versus actually allowing yourself to eat what you actually want, whether it's at a restaurant or at home. You know, if you find that you kind of almost have this double identity when it comes to food and social situations, that is definitely a sign of still dieting. The fourth sign you might be dieting is that you're eating only at certain times of the day, whether or not you're hungry, especially not eating at a certain time of night. That is a very common dieting rule because it drives down to that belief that you don't trust your body. You don't believe that your body knows what's right. And it's still listening to these external factors and rules telling you what to do around food versus actually listening to your body and your own biological cues. And the fifth sign that you might still be dieting, and oh my goodness, this is my favorite, is the quote unquote, it's a lifestyle. Is it though? Because if you are so rigid in your healthy eating or elimination of foods, are you ultimately doing this with the intention of weight loss? Because if that's the case, that is a diet in disguise. So if you resonated with any of these behaviors, I want you to really do some self-reflection and take some time to ask yourself, do I truly trust my body? Do I believe that my body has the power, has the capability to do what's right? And you know, you have the intuition. You were born an intuitive eater. Dieting and diet-like behaviors continue to add to that mistrust with our bodies and make it really hard to connect. So if you, again, identify with any of these, see if you can do something to take a step back from it and start to heal that relationship with food. We've got an episode, we will link to it in the show notes, but we have a previous episode on how to take steps to get away from macro counting. You know, let's say it is suppressing your hunger by using coffee and you don't even recognize that you're doing it. Well, take inventory. See what other things in your life that you may still be doing that you're treating maybe subconsciously like a diet, and brainstorm ways that you can start to take those steps towards a healthier you. And as always, you are invited to join us in our private Facebook community. Click the link in the show notes to join. It has a few questions. Just answer those and I will go in and approve your request. But our Facebook community is awesome. It's a great safe space to talk about a lot of these things, to share, you know, your struggles, your successes. And it's all women who feel the same way, who share your struggles and are on this path to creating a healthier mind, body, spirit, and redefining that word fit. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you have a happy holidays if you're listening to this at the holiday season. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.